It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to another edition of Budget Nature Expeditions. I'm your expedition leader. My name is Tobe, and I am out in a park. What's the name of this park? I can't remember. Maple Village Park, which is stupid because I just walked by the sign. Maple Village Park is about a block away from my house, and just right around the corner, and they've got this ravine that runs through it. So we're gonna go down into the ravine today. Right now I'm in a grassy area with some big cottonwood trees. There's often some mushrooms around these trees, but I'm not seeing any today. I'm also looking towards the ravine, looking for any mantis that might be venturing out of the depths. It is a warm day, but not too hot. It's also very breezy, if you can't tell. And of course, you can also probably hear the bazillions of cicadas that are making noise. I'm still walking around the base of these trees, looking for stuff. These trees are all very interesting, but I'm not seeing any mushrooms. So we're just gonna wander over here. There's a little path that leads into the ravine here. It's kind of sunny out here, but once we walk through here, dun dun dun, it becomes very dark. Yeah, and I'm standing on this little, I don't know, peninsula, I guess you would call it, that is about, 30 feet above the little creek that runs through here. And I'm looking down into the water looking for stuff, because sometimes you can find some ducks back here. I'm also looking for mantis, but I don't see any yet, so here's the interesting part. Now we have to sort of try to make our way down this very, very steep slope. And I don't want to fall down today. No falling down for me, please. I'm already kind of messed up. I got some kind of weird sinus problem going on today. My soft palate is sore. Okay. Oh, there's bugs down here. That's not good. And I'm about as low as I can get now. So I'm looking up onto the walls of the ravine looking for marmots, trying to remember where all the marmot holes are. And I know that there's some back there, and there's one up here, so we're going to keep moving, looking for stuff. Ugh. And apparently I'm not very coordinated today. I'm now down by the water, down here by the creek. I'm right at the creek edge. I could jump in there if I wanted. I'm not inclined to do so. I'm looking at the mud, looking for tracks. This is usually a good place to find mati tracks, but I don't see any mati tracks today, which is kind of unusual. And I'm still moving. As I'm looking ahead, it doesn't look like I can go any. It doesn't look like I can go any further. The landscape has changed around here. Trees have fallen, blah blah blah. I'm looking at a log over here. Let's go over here and check out this log. Is this what I think it is? Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of dried up, here's some more, coral mushrooms. There's a whole bunch on here. Oh, here's some fresh ones. They're kind of fresh. So some older ones on the inside of this log. It's a half hollow log here. You know, it's funny, as I came down here a couple weeks ago looking for coral mushrooms, and I didn't see any. And these have popped up since then. And we got mosquitoes, so I'm not excited. But I will try to take a picture of this little coral. It's a pretty good picture. It's kind of a dim picture. There's not a lot of light down here. I'm going to take a picture of this other one, too. It's a little crispy. Yeah, this one's soft. This one's fairly fresh. I'm in a sub-ravine of the ravine, and this log is sort of soggy and stuff, and so it's pretty good for growing mushrooms. So I'm sitting here taking a few more pictures of this little one, this little fresh guy. I do love the coral mushrooms. I'm glad I found those. Now I'm going to take the camera out of macro mode just in case we run into some mantis. Alright, so now we just got to walk over here some more. And here's another big giant log. And at one point in time, a few years ago, there was a mati den right over there under that log. Not anymore. Well, yeah, the den might still be there, but I don't see any mats. The log is all rotted out. And I used to hide behind this tree to take pictures of the matis that were in that particular den. Alright. How much further can we go? Here's a big, big log, about 2 feet in diameter, that has fallen over the creek. But I'm not going to try to walk across it while I'm carrying stuff like my camera and my recording equipment. But I'm going to check this log out for fungus. And yeah, oh look, here's some weird stuff, plus some itty bitty coral mushrooms. Take a picture of the coral mushrooms. Camera does not want to focus. Is it because it's too dark down here? Oh, no, it's because I took it out of macro mode. Duh. I'm not really thinking very straight today. And it still won't focus. Because not enough light, okay? What if we put the flash on automatic? Jeez, the effort that goes to. There we got one with the flash on. That's not so great. Oh boy. My back is starting to sting. Did I just get bitten by a bug? I don't know. Is it just hot down here? I don't know. Well, this is weird. I can't go any further on this side of the creek. I have to cross the creek, which seems to indicate that I need to walk along this giant log. Isn't there any other better way to get over to the other side? I don't know if I have the balance and coordination today. I am weak and kind of messed up today. I'm already kind of worn out. That can't be good. Alright, let's see. Can I cross the creek down here somewhere? No, this is where the other side turns into a sheer cliff. How did I used to do this? I've been on that side of the creek before. How did we used to get over there? There's no access from above. There's no little sandbars to hop and jump across. Oh, now I'm surrounded by bugs. How are we gonna do this, kids? Are we going for a walk over the log to cross the creek? Wow, here's a giant bug. He looks like a wasp, but he's way too big to be a wasp, so I suspect it's really one of those moths that look like wasps in an effort to create the illusion of defensive mimicry. Oh boy, now, do I really want to try to cross this stream on this log? Do I have the coordination for it today? I'm standing on the log right now, but I'm not above the water. I'm above the... Yeah, see, and the worst part of it is it's very diagonal. I gotta walk about 25 feet, well, 30 feet, 10 yards. Even though this little creek is only about 3 yards wide. How badly do I want to go over there? You know, on any other day, I think I would just do it, but today is not the day. And suddenly I don't feel well. Suddenly my back is starting to sting up a storm. I don't know if I got into the sun here or what, but I'm going to sort of make my way back to where we came from and see if we can go the other direction. You know, it's funny, it's the last time I was down here. I don't think I could get through on the other side either due to some fallen trees and some stuff. Or at least I couldn't make it all the way through. Things down here have changed. Alright, that's where I went up. This is where I came from. Does it do me any good to go down here? Here's a low spot. I gotta jump down here. Ugh. And then if we walk over here, avoid the big spider webs. No. Sheer cliff. Not going anywhere on that side of the creek. I can almost cross over. Yeah, here's a spot right down here where the creek is only, 2 feet wide, less than a meter wide. Walking on the sandbar, here's some other footprints. I can just step up onto this rock. Ugh, now I'm up on the other bank, but I'm upstream, and we need to be downstream. Now, what the heck, let's just keep moving upstream here. See if we can find anything. No! Look at this! I come around the corner, try to avoid the webs here. And what do we got? Of course, we just have more downed trees, and my way is completely blocked. Oh, brother. Well, okay, what does this all mean? It means we're not going to be spotting any Mahdi's in that direction. Or in that direction. We're sort of trapped down in the ravine. In this one little area. Okay. That's fine. But I'm starting to not feel well. Oop, don't go that way. Don't walk into the web. We're just gonna go right down here. Really? Are these deer tracks I'm finding? How unusual. Oh, now I gotta make another weird jump. Oh, damn it. And you know what? I'm noticing that there are some... Can I stand on this log that's sitting here? Maybe. Yeah, there's some Mahdi footprints right here. Hi, Mahdi prints. I like Mahdi stuff. Alright, you know, this is, I'm beginning to think that this was a bad idea. Between my weakened condition and the heat, I'm thinking we need to get out of here. I don't even know if I'm thinking straight right now. At least we got some pictures of some coral mushrooms. Speaking of which, checking this log. No? Okay. So now here we are back at the steep slope. I managed to get down it. Will I manage to get back up? Yes, I think I'm gonna do it. Yay. The dirt is just the right amount of wet. Any wetter, and it would be too slippery. But it's just the right amount of damp to give me some good grip. Alright, so now we just follow this short path and we are back into the park. Dun dun dun. And I'm in the shade, but it's still a little warm out here. I don't think it was as cool as they said it was on Weather Channel. Weather Channel said it was 82 degrees. It's not 82 degrees out here. It's 92 degrees. Potentially more. And now I'm just walking along the edge of the ravine. Going upstream. And I'm looking down, there's some, you know, god damn, I can barely think. There's usually muddy stuff up here on the edges, so I'm just gonna walk up the edge here and see if we just happen to run into any muddy friends. Whew, now I'm in the sun. Not so great. I'm strategizing. I can get back to my car walking in shade mostly, so we're just gonna keep following the creek here, going upstream to where I know there's some mati dens down here. I'm gonna check to see if there's any Mahdi's, and then we're gonna get the hell out of here. I'm starting to not feel well. Alright, now, I gotta be a little quiet because I know there's a den right over that ridge, right there. But I'm not seeing any Mahdi's. Where's my Mahdi's? I'm coming around the side and I can see a mati hole, and I can see a mati path leading up to the mati hole, but I don't see any matis. Oh, so crazy. Okay, I'm done. Gonna turn right around here and walk back to my car in the shade of these trees. Oh, brother. Maybe I shouldn't have come out today. Oh, well. We got to see some coral mushrooms, so I guess it makes it all worthwhile. Oy. I just had to take off my hair covering, which is bad. Well, which is good for helping to keep me cool, but bad for keeping my hair under control. Hopefully we won't run into any chicks in the next 30 yards. Getting back to my car here. So I guess we gotta go home, get my keys out here. Gotta do the rest of the show from the studio. Have no idea what we're gonna do today. Got nothing planned. I've got no strategy. Oh, into the car we go. Keys are in the ignition. Back to the studio in 3, 2, 1, 0. Hello. Here we are back in the studio. And I actually just got out of the bathtub. I had to cool off. And so here I am, squeaky clean. And checking my email. And I only got one email today, and it's from my favorite Dutch spy master, Ari Bender. He's not really a spy master, he's a spy monitor. And he has sent me an email. Well, actually, I'm on his mailing list. And he says, "Hi, I have uploaded Numbers and Oddities number 226 and the updated X06N numbers log databases. I also uploaded recent recordings of E7, E7A, E17Z, E25. And these are identifiers for spy numbers stations. Since nobody really knows where they're coming from, and we can only guess, these are given designations, number, letter, or letter number. And so if you just do a search for spy numbers, shortwave spy numbers stations, you will probably find the Enigma website and some Ari Bender stuff. And he puts together a little, I don't know what you would call it, a magazine called Numbers and Oddities. Just look up Numbers and Oddities number 226. You can learn some spy numbers stuff if you're so inclined. What else do we got in the email? Nothing. That was the only one. Okay. Whew. Jeez, I'm really tired. I don't know why I'm so tired. Did I go to bed really late last night? I don't think I did. Sometime after 3:30 or 4. I didn't get up too early. I got up around 11, I think. And man, I'm beginning to wonder if I'm sick. Do I have a cold? Possibly. I always tend to get one around this time of year, which is odd, but then again, most people consider me to be an odd person, and therefore odd things do in fact happen to me. I am an oddness magnet, but I don't know. How odd? Speaking of odd, or odd and even, I was watching TV last night and I was watching Bob's Burgers. This is an animated show that I often watch. And during the show, it was apparently the main character's anniversary. This would be Bob and his wife, Linda. And of course, Bob, the male, he forgets the anniversary, as is to be, you know, predicted. I mean, it's TV. That's a main plot device, forgetting an anniversary. Pretty critical. But anyway, the wife, Linda, she says, "Oh, it's easy to remember. It's September 3rd, 9-3. 9 is divisible by 3. And then Bob says, "Well, that doesn't make any sense. Lots of numbers are divisible by 3. And so I started thinking, yeah, that's true. A lot of numbers are divisible by 3. How many numbers actually are divisible by 3? And I started thinking about it, and I realized, well, there's an infinite number of numbers. So we're not going to be able to count how many numbers are divisible by 3. Since there are an infinite number of integers, there are an infinite number of integers divided by 3, divisible by 3. And so I start thinking, okay, well, what percentage of numbers then are divisible by 3? So I put my brain into mathematics mode, and since I'm so horrible at doing mathematics, I immediately came to the conclusion that there's no way for me to ever figure out mathematically how many or what percentage of numbers are divisible by 3. And I thought, well, since I'm always so bad at math, I'm probably wrong. And so I've switched my brain from mathematics mode into pure Taube mode. And I started thinking about it the Taube way. And I thought, okay, well, maybe if we take a smaller sample, then we can extrapolate. So I thought, okay, well, how many numbers are there divisible by 3 less than 10? And I realized, okay, well, 3, 6, and 9, there's 3 of them. And I thought, okay, so does that mean that's about 30%, 3 out of 10? And I thought, can I then expand that to 100 and 1,000 and just, you know, keep adding zeros? And I thought, well, maybe there's an easier way to figure it out. Well, let's count all the numbers that are divisible by 3. Okay, 0, no, 1, no, 2, no, 3, yes. Okay, four, there's one, three, and four, no, five, no, six, yes. Okay, so we have two, seven, no, eight, no, nine, yes. Okay, I knew this already. Then I noticed a pattern. Wait, every third number is divisible by three. And if every third number is divisible by three, then that does in fact mean that 33% of all numbers are in fact divisible by three. Or to state it another way, one third of all numbers are divisible by three. And then I noticed that one third is the inverse of three. And I thought, does that work for all numbers? So I started thinking about two. You know, how many numbers are even? Meaning divisible by two. Well, half of them. Okay. So, yeah, does that make sense? Sure it does. Because, you know, two, four, six, eight. Yeah, all right. Things can only be odd or even. So 50% of all numbers are divisible by two. And then I noticed again, hey, wait a second. That's half the numbers. And one half is the inverse of two. This is how we do Tobe math. And I thought, does it work for 5? So let's see. We got 5, 10, 15, 20. Like every fifth number is divisible by 2. I mean, it's divisible by 5. Can that be right? 1/5 of all numbers. Can that be right? 20%? 20% of all numbers are divisible by 5? And so on and so on. And that's how I do math problems. I don't do any actual mathematics. I don't do arithmetic. I just think about things logically, and somehow it resolves in my brain. I can't explain it. I solve math problems through logic, not through doing mathematics. But Tobe, you're saying, mathematics is logic. No, it's not. If mathematics was logic, there wouldn't be such thing as irrational numbers, because that's not logical. Math and arithmetic never made sense to me as a kid because, well, it wasn't taught to me in a logical manner. Math is basically taught by rote. You are told that this plus this equals this, this times this equals this, and there's no deviation from it. And you're not told why or how it works. You are just told you need to memorize these things and just know them. Well, whenever I need to just know something, I don't know it. I can't remember it. I don't learn it because I need to know why. I don't learn anything unless you're explaining why. And being as, in school as children, we are never told why, and we are never, you know, you can never ask any questions. You're talking back. You can't talk back to the teachers. And besides, come on, elementary teachers can't tell you why anyway. They're teaching by rote because they don't know themselves. But I digress. What you need to know is that this is basically why I can't do calculus. But that's okay. I don't need to know it. Why? Because I'm Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day on and on radio at 1930 UTC. My time is up for today, so tune in tomorrow. But right now, I have to go bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.